This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado lawmakers left some unfinished business when they ended their session this past week. They had wanted to make revisions to the state's AI law. It takes effect early next year, and it requires companies to tell consumers when AI is being used. But tech companies say it'll be a burden. Senate Republican leader Paul Lundeen says AI is inevitable, and the state can't afford to have rules that stifle the technology.
That horse is out of the barn, so to speak. We need to deal with it as soon as we can deal with it. Certainly, if we are called for a special session, it must be part of that call.
The law's Democratic sponsor says he will bring together stakeholders on the issue within the next few weeks. Another bill will legalize Japanese K trucks in Colorado. Governor Polis signed that bill Friday. It will make K vehicles street legal in about 2 years, in the summer of 2027. They'll be allowed on roads with speed limits of up to 55 miles an hour. K cars and trucks are increasingly popular in the U.S. because they're cheap and small and simple to use. Improving access to child care is the focus of bills from Colorado's U.S. Representative Brittany Patterson. She says the package would give grants to build or improve child care facilities and create a student loan repayment program for people who work in early childhood development.
That's the upfront funding that states need to actually build up capacity. It's around loan forgiveness programs to help support the workforce.
In the U.S. Senate, there is proposed legislation to strengthen child care tax credits for families and to pilot a grant program to increase the number of workers. This is CPR News and KRCC.